From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Opening the hour with pianist Bobby Lyle. Bobby is better known as a contemporary jazz pianist, usually incorporating electronic keyboards into his music. This, however, is a purely acoustic, straight-ahead jazz release from 1985. It's a trio date with Stanley Clark on bass and Alex Acuna on drums. The album Night Breeze, and from that we'll listen to their take of a John Coltrane tune, Naima.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a quartet fronted by two jazz saxophone giants, Paul Desmond, featured on alto sax, and Jerry Mulligan, featured on baritone sax. In 1962, they teamed up for the album Two of a Mind. With Joe Benjamin on bass and Mel Lewis on drums, we heard Out of Nowhere. Before that, a trio consisting of bassist Christian McBride, trumpeter Nicholas Payton, and guitarist Mark Whitfield. In 1997, they teamed up for the album Finger Painting, the music of Herbie Hancock, featuring a variety of tunes from different eras in the pianist and composer's career. That track, from his early 70s jazz funk jazz fusion years, originally appearing on the 1973 album The Headhunters, we heard Sly. And we began the set with another trio, fronted by Bobby Lyle on piano, John Coltrane's Naima, from the album Night Breeze. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with flutist Herbie Mann teaming up with pianist Bill Evans. In the early 60s, they released the album Nirvana, sessions recorded in 1961 and 1962. With Chuck Israels on bass, Chuck replaced the late Scott LaFaro in the Bill Evans trio, and Paul Motion on drums. We'll listen to Kashmir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wrapping up that set with clarinetist Russ Reinberg. In the 1980s, Russ was featured frequently as part of various ensembles, performing and recording at Carnegie Hall. Fast forwarding to 2003 and a track from his quartet album Blue Scarlet. In fact, it was the title track. Russ Reinberg on clarinet, Larry Kuntz on guitar, Dave Stone bass, and Ray Brinker on drums. A variety of jazz and blues moods represented on this release. If you're a fan of clarinet jazz, definitely check out this album, Blue Scarlet, from Russ Reinberg. The vocal in the set came from a woman whom we don't often associate with traditional jazz. We associate her more with funk and R&B, Chaka Khan. In 1982, she released this straight-ahead jazz album, the album Echoes of an Era, with Chick Corea on piano. He also arranged all of the tunes. Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Stanley Clark, hearing him yet again this hour, on bass, and Lenny White on drums. It's a collection of jazz standards, including that one, I Hear Music. And we began the set with Herbie Mann teaming up with Bill Evans for the album Nirvana, and from that we listened to Kashmir. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about The Jazz Scene, including detailed show playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit the blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, program number 1708. And we've reached the final set of music for this hour. We'll begin the set with trumpeter Tony Guerrero and a track from his 2010 release, Blue Room. He's in a quartet with Lou Matthews on piano, Dave Enos on bass, and Matt Johnson on drums. We'll listen to Just Squeeze Me. Thank you. We opened the hour with the music of John Coltrane, as interpreted by a pianist and his trio, wrapping up the hour with a pianist and his trio playing the music of Miles Davis. Pianist Michael Wolff. In the late 80s and early 90s, Michael was part of Arsenio Hall's house band for his late-night TV show. A track from his album Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. Sessions recorded in 2001, but not released until 2007. With John Williams on bass and Victor Jones on drums, we heard Solar. Before that, Vibes player Roy Ayers. Roy is probably better known for his pioneering funk recordings in the 70s, but in the 60s he was a straight-ahead jazz vibraphonist. From 1963 and the album West Coast Vibes, with Curtis Amy on sax, Jackie Wilson on piano, Bill Plummer on bass, and Tony Basley on drums, we heard Ricardo's Dilemma. And we began the set with Tony Guerrero on trumpet, Just Squeeze Me, from the album Blue Room. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.